Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. We're going to go ahead and begin the session by asking Tarot, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Sensing a lot of jumpiness. It almost kind of feels like a lot of tension happening right now. At the time of recording this, it is the spring equinox, so there is almost like that tension of rebirth. I'm imagining a seed that has sprouted underground and is trying to bloom, trying to break the surface. And there's a certain kind of tension there, right? What does collective need to hear today? Okay, let's cut the deck. We have the Knight of Pentacles reversed. So right now I feel like maybe there are some business endeavors that are trying to burst forth for you, and you kind of feel like maybe they're at a standstill. It's almost because you're underground or still in the works or still growing. You're kind of at a feeling of like a loss. You're looking like, where is it? Where is it? Like, why hasn't it sprouted yet? Why isn't it coming? This could be business, this could be just resources, any kind of just seeds that you've planted that you're kind of waiting for growth on. And I kind of feel like there's almost this like lack of movement, or you can just kind of, it almost kind of feels though like maybe you're assuming that there is no movement just because you can't see it. The Sun. So this card to me is very powerful, very happy, bright card where it says, you know, the sun shines on all that you do. There's a lot of hope there, a lot of innocence, a lot of kind of looking at the world through a lens of like innocence and love and light and seeing the highlight in everything, right? And I do sense that it's the message of, you know, the sun is shining on that seed. Don't worry, you know, you watered it, you're taking care of it, you're tending to it, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just that things sometimes take time to grow, right? To bloom, to burst forth, to show evidence of movement. The Four of Pentacles upright, to me, this is about the stability, this foundation. So I sense that you do have a very stable financial foundation right now, but it almost feels like you're gripping it so tight because maybe you're afraid that something is going to fall apart or something isn't going to go the way that you want it to. And you kind of feel, it's interesting that there's a lot of like Pentacles energy right now. I do sense that you've kind of set in motion something that's going to help you have an even better foundation, but a part of you is kind of afraid of the movement that's going to cause, right? I'm kind of seeing that you have a foundation, but you're planted new seeds, but now you're kind of wondering like, are the seeds going to grow? Are they going to help this foundation? Should I hold on to this foundation? Should I spend less? Should I like buckle down more, right? So it's almost like you're trying to grip what you have because you're not sure of what's coming up. We have the Queen of Pentacles reversed. A lot of Pentacles energy, right? So I feel like money's on your mind. Queen of Pentacles reversed to me is about a figure, a woman, or this feminine energy of money, right? And I do sense that because she's reversed, this could also be, I'm kind of saying this could be somebody in your life. This could be you, where there is, I don't know, I'm kind of saying if it's somebody else, it almost feels like it's somebody who has the money, right? Who has money, who is trying to help you, but maybe they're doing it with this like double-edged kind of energy, right? With like the golden handcuffs, where somebody gives you gifts, but at the same time, they expect something. And what they expect isn't what you want to give, but it's almost like there is this bait, and the bait is money. And it kind of feels like maybe you feel uncomfortable with that. You feel kind of trapped with that. If it's you, then this kind of means that you feel insecure. You kind of feel like, but I'm seeing because the Queen has everything, there's nothing for you to feel insecure about. But for some reason, you're kind of looking, and this is kind of at the forefront of your mind where you're kind of wondering, well, what's going on? And like, it's almost like you're seeing lack, but you don't have lack. Like, that's not what you have, right? It's kind of interesting that there's, it almost feels like it's just a lot of conversations happening about money and you're not quite sure how to feel about it, but there is a sense of insecurity about it. But the sun card is here, right? To me, if the sun is in the spread, it means that it's here to tell you, like, it's all good. It's all gonna work out. It's all fine. It might not feel like it right now because there's a lot of almost apprehension and doubt about your foundation, about what's coming, about what you have. But the sun is saying it's all good. The star upright. So it almost feels like it's the elements, right? It's like it's the universe itself, the sun, you know, it's a star. And the star itself, it's a star, right? So it almost feels like it's telling you to look at the bigger picture, right? Look at it's almost like it's asking for you to zoom out and see the world from like this outer space point of view, right? This bird's eye view, looking at the earth, seeing like, hey, get some perspective, right? The star is saying you're supported, have hope, you know, don't, you haven't done anything wrong. Like, it's all good. I think it's just a lot of just insecurity about your material realm, right? This could also be your body, your health, just your resources. And it's like the fuel that you have to engage with life is kind of something that you're doubting right now, something that you're insecure about right now. But the sun is coming out saying it's all good. The star is saying, hey, have hope in yourself, have hope in others. You're watering things that you should be watering. You're balanced in that state. So there really is no point for you to have this doubt. It almost feels like because you feel like you are balanced, you should be seeing progress a lot faster. But it's not happening. I think that that's why the Pentacles is kind of coming up to say, like, to kind of reflect back on you. Like, it is just a time thing. The Knight of Swords upright to me is about the mind, right? And your body as well. So your mind, I feel like right now could be kind of aggressive in the sense of wanting to go after goals, wanting to obtain, wanting to achieve. Maybe there's conflict. Maybe you're trying to conquer. It's a knight energy on a horse, and it's running, right? It's like high gallop, and I feel like this card comes up whenever it's trying to tell you, like, hey, this is your mind right now. Your mind is stressing out about money. Your mind is stressing about your financial resources, your material wealth, maybe your body, maybe your health. But right now, this card's coming up to tell you, like, you know, take care of your body. Ground down into your body as best as you can and try to find hope, perspective. Just do whatever you need to do to get your brain to slow down, because it almost kind of feels like there's like this anxiety energy, right? It's almost like, but that's the thing about things that you plant, right? In a garden, you plant a seed and you just have to wait, right? You don't really get to decide when that seed is going to bloom. You don't get to decide when its first leaf is going to pop up. You don't get to decide that. There is a sense of surrender that I kind of feel like a part of you doesn't want to do. And I kind of feel like you have this energy, the Knight of Swords, where you're trying to go after something, you're trying to push something, you're trying to make it happen. But right now really isn't the time for that. It is just the time to accept that the sun is shining. You know, it's all good, it's fine. There's nothing else that you can do. You have been balanced, the star is showing, you know, just have hope in what you've planted, right? Just because it didn't bloom today doesn't mean that it won't bloom tomorrow, right? And I feel like when you have that perspective, it helps you kind of take a step back and realize, oh yeah, I'm the Four of Pentacles. I actually am balanced. I actually do have everything. I actually have gotten to this point and I'm good, right? And just because I'm trying to step up I'm seeing stairs, like you're trying to step up on this ladder or stairs, trying to go farther and faster. Just because you can't right now or you don't see evidence that you are, doesn't mean that it's not happening. I just see that a lot of growth is underground. But you almost want it to be out here, right? You want it to be blooming right now. You want to see it. You want to, you know, be able to harvest. And I'm just seeing a lot of anxiety energy in regards to money. We have the Six of Pentacles reversed. This card to me is about generosity, what you give to others, right? But at the same time, he's holding a scale. So it's all very balanced. He's giving what he can. Because it's reversed, I'm seeing that a part of you wants to be giving. You know what? That's what I'm seeing. You want to be giving, but you feel limited because you can't give the way that you're picturing, right? It's almost like you're manifesting abundance, you're manifesting prosperity, and you want to be gifting it to others as well, but you can't, right? It's reversed. You feel limited. You kind of feel like you're looking at your wood to be harvest, but it's not ready for the harvest, right? It hasn't happened yet. It's not here right now. And I feel like that's where this frustration is coming from. You're kind of thinking, well, what else can I do to get that harvest already? Well, what else can I do to get this moving? What else can I do to get this to give to others? And I feel like you feel unbalanced in that state because a part of you feels a lot of nourishment and balance, right? A lot of inner peace from giving to others. And because I feel like you can't do what you're picturing your future self is doing, right? I kind of feel like there's this anxiety about that. Just interesting. Let's see. The Knight of Wands reversed. So I'm seeing with this card that there's a lot of fire right now within you. And I kind of, I just see like a fire, right? It's contained. It's a single like flame, but it's dancing, it's moving. And you have this within you, you have this passion, right? And because it's reversed, I would say just kind of be wary, right? Because I'm sensing that there's a lot of energy along with the Knight of Swords, right? There's this like air and fire energy with together, I feel like could be kind of, I'm going to say dangerous, but that's not really what I want to say. I just want to say like, be wary of how you use this passionate energy, right? Be wary of the way that maybe the Queen of Pentacles reversed, the way that maybe your insecurity could turn into trying to control others, right? Because whenever we don't get something in the exact way that we would like it, it does kind of get to sometimes morph within us, and then we end up projecting onto others, right? We end up kind of trying to control them when we feel out of control. We end up trying to, so it almost feels like there's this fire that's alive within you that's still trying to create and grow, and I feel like that's beautiful energy, but just be aware that of what you do with that fire, right? Because you can do a lot of things with fire. You can destroy things, you can but you can also illuminate, right? So maybe it's kind of about how to turn this Knight of Wands energy upright, right? Because it is a very powerful card. It's just, to me, the Knight of Wands is almost like the epitome of fire to me. Like, it's almost like you could do so much with fire, right? You could control it. You could put it, you could just have a lighter, like a little flame. You could have like a big wildfire, right? So it's almost like you could have a spark, right? So I just feel like right now you have a lot of fire energy and you don't know what to do with it. And I'm kind of, I guess, like trying to tell you or urge you or advise you to be aware of that fire, because it is going to come out in ways that maybe you're not going to be super stoked about, right? Or just be aware that there's fire within you right now, right? And I feel like it just has to do with this impatience, with this self-doubt of what you've planted. It almost feels like a part of you wants to start over. With that Four of Pentacles, I'm seeing that right now is not a good time to start over. It just means that right now is a good time to have hope, to have faith, to kind of continue to let the cycles of time do their thing in order for you to see the bloom, right? I just sense a lot of anxiety about the bloom. It should come out in ways that you might regret later, that you might feel like, oh, dang, I should have just been patient. Let's see. The moon. You know what's interesting is that the sun, the star, and the moon have all come out. And I'm seeing that as a balance. The moon came out upright. I'm seeing that there's like this balance. There's like this trinity. It's saying, you know what? You are being held right now. You are being loved. Everything is okay. At the same time, you're in a human body, right? So it makes sense that sometimes you don't feel okay. It makes sense that sometimes you will feel insecure, that you will feel impatient, that you will feel the full range of human emotions, but everything is kind of holding you, right? The moon represents this creative subconscious side, and it's almost like you're in this portal right now, which actually makes sense because as I'm recording this is the spring equinox, right? This is in itself a portal, right? And I feel like you're manifesting so much greatness, but because it's not right here right this second, a part of you feels like, it's almost like a part of you knows that that is coming and is impatient because it's not here right now. But I think even that in itself is encouragement to just be patient, right? It's like, yeah, just enjoy this part too, right? You are being held in this portal between the sun, the star, the moon. The sun is this creative masculine side. The moon is this feminine, subconscious, like dark, light energy. The star is that which shines against the backdrop of the night. It just, I don't know, I just sense a lot of harmony in this spread right now. And it almost just feels like a lot of just cosmic powers, cosmic energies that are holding you, that are telling you it's okay. That it's almost like I'm seeing this grid that you're held within, and the bloom is going to happen. And of course, you're allowed to feel all these emotions. It's okay. Like, it's okay to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. But to just remember that, to have hope. Right? Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, to be a human being, which is what we are, right? So whatever comes with that, just know that you're being held It's interesting to me that a lot of the cards came out reversed, except the sun, the star, and the moon. They came out upright, and to me, whenever I pull any of those cards, I just see a lot of hope, right? And I do sense that there's just a lot going on right now. It almost feels like it's a dance of the masculine, the feminine, of the human. It just feels like there's like a dance happening right now. And you want the cards to settle, and for like, it's almost like it's dusty, and you want that to settle so you can see clearly. So, yes, but it's like, right now, it's just we're still in the portal, right? It's just you're still being held. Things are still gonna happen, and you can sense them, and that's why you feel almost this anxiety. It's like you sense this expectation of the bloom, and you want it to get here already. But this too is part of the journey. And yeah, I'm just yeah, I sense a lot of harmony in this spread. I do. It's interesting because I sense a lot of harmony, even though there's a lot of changes happening. But it almost feels like it's like this, I don't know, I just keep seeing there's like it's the human condition to have these emotions, to have everything, right? But at the same time, the cosmos is saying, but you're held. It's okay. The sun is shining, it'll bloom, keep doing what you're doing. This too is part of the path. On the back, I'm seeing the Three of Cups reversed, and that to me is just about reshuffling your community, kind of seeing it's again, yeah, celebrate your small wins, right? And try to focus on your wins because I sense that a part of you is kind of not really seeing the full picture of the wins that you have almost like collected up until now. It's almost because this win hasn't arrived yet. You're kind of discounting all the wins that have happened. And I just feel like right now is just a time to really kind of step back and to sit in this trust of the universe, to sit in the trust of yourself, of what's to come. Of this reshuffling of your community, of your celebration of yourself, of knowing that everything is going to fall into place, all the cards will fall into place. Yeah. So that's it for today's reading. I know that this one was a lot. I do suggest to listen to it again if that feels right for you. And yeah, now we're going to go ahead and go into the Reiki portion. So, yeah. Bye if you are gonna tap out for the Reiki portion, and I'll see you next time. And yep, bye. Okay, welcome to the Reiki portion of the episode. To begin, I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position and setting a personal intention. We'll go ahead and begin taking three deep breaths together. Go ahead and inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. One last time, inhale and exhale. I will begin sending Reiki now.
Thank you. Thank you.
With your eyes still closed, begin to introduce movement to your fingers, toes. Start to move in ways that feel good for you, maybe a nice big stretch. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you for being here today for this Reiki portion of the episode. If you were here for the whole episode, thank you for that too. I suggest drinking water after Reiki sessions because a lot of energy has moved, and I will see you next time. Bye.